We've had a lot of activity in the last couple of days here. How would you evaluate the moves that have been made?
We're pleased. Obviously, coming into the trading period, we had a few objectives that we wanted to achieve, and we feel like the acquisition of an additional first-round pick in 2009 is something that we feel really good about and we wanted to accumulate. And then obviously the added flexibility with the trade yesterday is something that we felt like is going to help us as we build a young core and grow as a team.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the players yet? I'm sure you've been talking to the coaches about how they feel the new guys will mix in.
Yeah, we've been in contact with everyone. Guys are excited, and we're excited to have them in town and get to know them.
What about the Kurt Thomas situation as far as acquiring him, then trading him and getting so many number one picks for him? That's kind of unique.
Yeah, unique situation. Kurt Thomas, his contributions to our team this year are greatly appreciated. He's a true professional. He's in a situation with a team that definitely was in pursuit of him and were able to meet our asking price. We wish him the best, but he was, he's a great ball. He was with us.
Are you surprised you were able to stockpile so many picks, really, regarding one guy, as it turned out?
Every situation is different. We were fortunate in the deal with Phoenix that it worked for us in several ways, and it clearly worked for them as well. It was kind of a win-win. And then with San Antonio, same thing. They really desired a low-post defender. And for us, we had to look at things realistically with him being up at the end of the year and a strong possibility that he could entertain other situations. Mm-hmm. So we felt like it was the right decision for our team.
So if you talk about the flexibility that those trades made yesterday, and specifically the one with Cleveland, the three-team deal, was that safe to say that was more just about saving money for this organization?
No, first and foremost, I think flexibility today in pro sports is also about reallocating finances and being able to spread them in different parts of your roster. And as we go forward and we build our team, we're going to need flexibility as we make decisions to build a team and a young core that can grow on the same timeline.
You weren't told by ownership at all that, hey, you need to slash this amount of money? You need to save it all?
No, absolutely not. Clay has been tremendously supportive in our decision-making from the basketball side, and I think the best example of that is the Kurt Thomas deal. That's a deal where we took Kurt into an exception with nothing going out. And that increased our payroll significantly. But we felt like it was the right thing to do for our team on the basketball court, and clearly we were able to add some additional assets at the same time.
Is it easier for you to deal with your good old friends down in San Antonio?
Probably there's two sides of that. One, obviously, relationships are good in this business when you can pick the phone up and you kind of cut through things. At the same time, you probably know a little bit too much about what's going on the other side. And as competitive as we all are in the business, sometimes, that it can be tough. But I'm trying to do the best that I can for our organization, and they're trying to do the best that they can for theirs.
There's been some talk about that, too, with Danny Ferry in Cleveland. The same thing, the relationship is already in place there. Mm-hmm. Did you gravitate more in that direction, knowing them as well as you did in San Antonio and Cleveland?
No, not necessarily. I think more than anything, you're looking for trading partners. And when a team is looking to acquire something and you happen to have it and they may have something that will help you, that's really what you're looking to do. In this case, Chicago, Cleveland, and Seattle were able to make something work and fit the needs of each club.
Are you or the coaches worried about losing Wally and Kurt as far as their veteran leadership and being able to teach the other guys?
Sure. I mean, both those guys were great pros. We feel good about the guys that we have coming in. Adrian Griffin is someone that we're excited to have in a similar role in that respect. And the four guys that we brought in over the last couple of days here all have NBA Finals experience over the past couple of years. So, we value that greatly. At the same time, when you're building a roster, you'd like to have everything in place all at one time. We understand that as we go through the building process, that's not possible, and you're going to have to make some tough decisions as well.